So you've opened your Bible. Excellent. Turn the pages to Matthew chapter 7 and scan to the end of the chapter. We'll be reading from verses 20. For practice, we'll be reading from verses 24 through 29. Grab some paper and a pen. Take a few minutes to read the passage at least twice. Pause here and take your time as you read the passage. Have you read the passage? Great. Let us begin to learn how to summarize what we read. Now, summaries may seem simple, but they are one of the most powerful tools you can use to understand God's Word. If you cannot summarize what you read in the Bible, you will never understand it. But what exactly is a summary? A summary is a rough sketch, a smaller abridged version of a larger story. I'll say it again. A summary is a rough sketch, a smaller abridged version of a larger story. A summary should not try to repeat the whole story word for word. Instead, summaries strive to hide some details while shining light on others. Now, you'll be happy to know that God is the master summarizer. The Bible itself is a summary, as John 21 verse 25 implies. The book of Proverbs and all the prophecies are also summaries. Summaries of the future, summaries of daily life. The most famous summary ever, and I mean ever, is found in Genesis 3:15. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Now you see there, God just summarized the entire Bible, everything, past, present, and future, in a single glorious sentence. Let us look more closely to see how God folds all of time into a single sentence. Notice that he doesn't tell you how it's going to happen. He doesn't mention specific details like Peter denying Christ. He just tells you what is happening and what will happen. He focuses on a few details while leaving out so many others. And yet, everything that happens in life, in your life, falls into the two categories God mentions. For example, Peter denying Christ, this is an example of the serpent bruising the heel of Jesus Christ. But Peter preaching at Pentecost is an example of Jesus Christ crushing the serpent's head. But now you'll say to me, I'm not God. What if my summary leaves out something important? What if my summary has too many details? Great question. You are right that a summary can be good or bad, but not in the way you may think. A good summary is a summary that seeks to glorify the storyteller and honor the larger story. A bad summary scorns the storyteller and abuses the larger story. So when it comes to summarizing a Bible passage, don't worry right now about too many or too little details. Instead, set your heart to glorify God, the storyteller, and honor the Bible, his story. God will help you choose the details. So let's go back to Matthew 7, 24 through 29. Ask God to help you honor him, and then summarize what happened in the passage. I trust that you've written a good summary. Don't worry if you agonized over which details to include. You are already successful if your focus and desire is to glorify God and honor his story. Seriously, I can name a few people, smart and learned, who nevertheless are fools because they have no desire to honor God or his word. But there's always room to get better, so let's improve our method of summarization by looking at the passage through the window of time. Go back to Matthew 7, 24 through 29. Click pause and write down your answer to the following questions. Number 1, what happened first? Number 2, what happened in the middle? Number 3, what happened in the end? Pause here to answer these questions. Here is what your summary might sound like. First, Jesus told the people that if they listened to him and did what he said, they are building their house on solid rock. Then he told them that if they listened to him and did not do what he said, they are building their house on sand. Finally, the people were in awe of him because he taught with authority. We could get more detailed, but let's stop here. As you go on to read other passages in the Bible, summarize whatever you read by first setting your heart to honor God and his word. Then write down your answers to these questions. What happened first? What happened in the middle? What happened in the end? As you proceed in this fashion, you will very quickly become a master summarizer. In future lessons, we will continue to use summaries to profitably explain and apply God's holy word. God bless you.